Marconi.
All I really need is Tiny to be my gummy bear. It can serve me.
Nick. Wherever you go, whatever city you're in, whatever show you're ever on, you always seem to attract drunk people.
Tiny. Yeah, I'll give you $5 right now if you put that in my mouth, sir.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny.
I had a chicken sandwich. I had a bucket. I had a whole ream of biscuits.
Back together.
Greetings, podcast compadres. It is I, Bolognese Francine Marconi. I just know I would be so much happier in my life if my TV was just 6 inches bigger.
Just that 6 inches always means the difference, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, I used to think when I first got my TV that I have now that it was fine and wow, I was so happy. But then I saw my friends get even bigger TVs and I was like, aw.
Now you guys have no idea what it's like to have a big TV. It's hard, and it's hard to move it around.
Oh, well, he's learning how to become a falconer in his downtime, not for a career move, just for vengeance. Say hello to Nick Miles.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And I don't know, Nick has added a new piece of equipment to his repertoire. We'll get to that in a minute. But this gentleman, his life is basically just a series of bad decisions separated by snacks. It's Tiny.
Have you been following me?
Yeah, maybe. You know, it's weird because I don't know what is a seemingly endless strange time to hopefully continue being alive for a while. 2020, right? It's so weird, like the dumbest time to actually be alive.
I like how you said that. That makes a lot of sense. It really is the dumbest. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't find half my stuff. And I'm just always pissed. I don't like 2020.
Yeah, like if you see someone not wearing a mask, instant rage, right?
Yeah, so mad. I can't be stoned enough, dude. I'm going through so much weed.
And I have to ask you a question too, but maybe we should start by saying this. You know, years ago, Nick Tiny and I had a radio show together. And because of the shift in the Earth's polar axis, we have now reunited to save the world while we still can. So, yes, now we are back together for your entertainment.
Have you ever gone across the seas to Ireland?
Ireland.
And watch the barefoot dolphins at their play.
Dolphins at play.
The strangers came and tried to teach us their ways.
Teach us their ways.
They blamed us for being what we are.
Being just what we are.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Nick has something on his microphone. He got a new piece of equipment that's supposed to make his mic sound better. Yeah. Right now, it sounds like you're far away from us.
Oh, God, I haven't moved.
Yeah, are you sure? Yeah. Nick, I feel, Tiny, can you attest to this? I feel like Nick might be, and it's nothing against him personally, because he's a wonderful human being, but I think he might be technical kryptonite.
The things around him are melting and burning.
And that's just my clothes.
Yeah.
And I mean, here's a guy who's been in radio, been a producer for radio for years. You were a creative services director for television. You've been in television half your life, and you do remote setups for television everywhere you go around mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, like right now, it sounds like Nick, and he spent over, I don't know, hundreds of dollars to make it sound like you're in a toilet. Is this your intention?
Dude, how many people can say I've made it sound like I'm in a toilet?
Yeah, what a flex.
Right. Like maybe this will be the new thing. Like, no. You don't want it to sound like a studio. You want it to sound like you're in your bathroom. Oh, cool.
Yeah, see?
They'll create a sound effect after you called the Nick effect. I don't know. Though Nick, like anytime, if I suggest, I've had a studio at my home for nearly 20 years, and anything I suggest, he'll eventually get around to adding it, but he'll get like just something that's just not quite the thing. And then he'll order the one thing.
version.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, Nick, here's all you need. This, this, and this. And he'll go, okay, well, I got another, a different thing and another kind. And I'm like, I'll probably work. And then we get down to it. And our podcast, it takes us like an hour just to set up the sound every week.
Yeah, it takes me an hour to refill my snack box. So I feel your pain. I really feel your pain.
Stop. When have you ever refilled your own snack box?
Oh.
No, well, that's true. I haven't. But I go digging through. I go digging through stuff like it's my house because I'm hungry.
Right. No, and I say this, chips. Nick knows that I say this in love. It's frustrating for all of us, but we do it because we want to make the best podcast possible. Right, Nick?
No. No. I'm trying to f*** it up.
Oh, is that really the angle? Nick's true angle is I'm going to see how difficult I can make my audio chain be so Marconi will stop wanting to do this podcast so I can be off the hook.
See?
Now I get it. Now I totally understand. Okay, so I have a question, Andy. You would know this. Why haven't scientists figured out the dosage for edibles? Like, why isn't there a measured? Because everybody, anybody you ask, no matter how smart they are when it comes to weed, they're always like, well, it depends on which strain you use, but it also depends on da-da-da-da. And you never know because there's no consistency in these things. Why isn't there any consistency?
Yeah, I refuse. I don't know, man. I refuse to believe into the science. Weed's weed, man. Just eat it, smoke it, roll it up. It's all going to get you high. I mean, there is some differences. I get it, sure. But they, I don't, the ones that get me are the ones that do it homemade. Like, they do have, when you make an edible, it has to go every... How do I say it? So when you make them, you have to send like samples. So when if you have weed and you need to get it tested, which is now the law, you have to send them a certain amount of weed. I think it's like an ounce or something like that. So you have to send them testing products. So you have to send them some edibles, and then they're able to help measure how much THC, how much CBD and stuff is in it. So I don't think it's an exact science, though. I don't know why they can't do it. Why they can't, like, figure out all the nano cells or whatever the hell they're counting.
Because it's the THC is what we're looking for, right? That's what we need.
Yeah, you need, that's what you need in your life. Absolutely.
And so,
the THC.
And here's my situation. I know I can go online and order gummies, but I just want to find a product that I could go, okay, when I want a little relax at the end of the day after I've finished everything, I can just have, you know, half a gummy, and that's exactly what I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then what the mistake people always make is they'll take half a gummy, and go, oh, that's fine, and then they'll go, I didn't feel anything, and then they'll eat the other half, and then suddenly it kicks in, and then they lose their mind.
Yeah, that's when you f*** up, because you're committed. There's no reverse button.
Yeah.
There's no, like, antidote. You better figure it out, man.
Yeah, and all I really want to do is have something that kind of like winds me down at the end of the day so my brain will stop. Like, so I'll stop thinking, oh, here's a funny thing I could do on the podcast. Oh, I better write that down. You know, so my brain can just take a pill, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to think about interactions during the day and get anxiety from that. I just want to be gone and go where the place where Billie Eilish says we go when we sleep.
Ooh, nice. You could get there on some weed.
Well, and I think she said it before. She's high all the time.
That's what I'm trying to live my life like Billy. That's it right there, man.
Be like Billy.
Yeah, for real.
So I don't know. Maybe will it be like when every state has it legalized that the FDA will be able to regulate things like dosage within edibles?
Probably. It's the federal part that's everything up still. If we get that passed, oh yeah, then everything will be mainstream, mainline. You'll be able to get it at, you know, Freddy's. And can you imagine going to get some weed at Fred Meyer's? That would be the wouldn't it? Trader Joe's, like, high artisan weed. I ain't never had artisan weed. I want that.
Art is ass weed. I need some of that. Oh my God. Yes. honestly, it's weird because part of me thinks we're probably dealing, because we're in the wild, wild west of it right now. There are laws and rules, but once the FDA gets involved, I think it'll be probably better for the consumer to figure out, because it'll be less confusing and you won't have to ask all these, you know, like a million questions about like, well, how much do I take if I, because you don't, nobody knows.
No, you don't. I mean, that in itself right there is probably the biggest problem with it. I mean, I'll react way different on a certain milligram dose than you will.
Yeah. So oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's so hard to mainstream and mainline. But if we have the, you know, FDA involved, maybe.
All I really need is Tiny to be my gummy bear, and he can serve me crackers and peanut butter.
Yeah.
In a hotel room as we go on vacation together somewhere. And not sexual, Tiny. I'm just talking about friendship. You're my professor. You'll teach me of the weeds. You'll learn me how to, because here's what it is. I don't imbibe of it as much as people might think. So I don't know stuff. And like, if I have to go in and because I won't go into one of these dispensaries, I'll order it online. But I'm not going to walk, because dispensaries, half of them are like, cash only, we're sorry. You know, like, oh, man. So it's a whole thing. And I'm glad that it's legal in more states. I just, you know, I remember when we were doing a radio show together and we were friends with Tommy Chong, and he came in. And not only Tommy Chong gave us Tommy Chong glass.
Yep. we all got Chong bongs that were and beautiful and a bunch of weed, and it was so great.
And it was crazy because that's what he went to prison for, selling those bongs. So, and he couldn't call them Chong bongs, which sucked because that was the perfect name. But he was a frequent guest, and he was always very generous. And we had some kind of party with him and a place, a business that sold glass. And we went to this person's house, the owner's house, after some event we did, like Big Stink or something. And Tommy Chong was going to make an appearance. And I remember there was a table on one side that had weed-free food, all right? And on the other side, everything was made with herb butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, they f***ed with it. Somebody at that party kept switching around. Maybe it was Tiny. I don't know. I was not just loopy from having a drink. I was feeling things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, dude, those edibles, the way they were made, those were made by some old school weed smokers who knew what they were doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if Tommy Chong was going to be there, then, I mean, come on. They were going to bring out, they were going to flex on everything. So that night was intense, man. I couldn't feel my feet the whole night.
Remember they had that karaoke tent in the backyard?
Yeah, yeah. What the
And I, it was pretty cool. The thing that was weird is that like Tommy comes in and he's a real nice guy. He's friendly with everyone. But what he told me is he doesn't smoke with people anymore. Like he doesn't do it in public at all because people expect it. And like, he was kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to social media. Cause now everyone would be like, hey bro, on their Instagram story, like I'm smoking out with Tommy Chong. You know what I mean? And so he was smart. He just kept it private, but he would go to events and hang out with people that were doing it. So it was
crazy. Yeah, I liked his attitude. He's still like, he would still take a picture with a joint in his mouth.
Sure.
Or like, you know, holding a big couple pounds of weed, but he, yeah, he didn't smoke.
The only thing I can really remember is that it was on the roof of that glass shop. They had like a flat roof that extended, and we had to get Tiny up there somehow with Tiny Chong. And I remember,
damn it,
the whole
Nick.
Thing of him climbing out the window. And there, all these people were like making a towel chain so he didn't fall off.
What?
It was
I must have left before, because I must have left early, because.
Did you come to the street festival thing with him, or did you just come to the party afterwards?
I think I just came to the party because we were doing.
I don't remember you being at the street festival.
So this was like Tiny had to be on some platform or something?
No, so the place that sold the glass was in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
And they had two of them, and the store they decided to have it at, I remember it was summer, like it was the night before Big Stink or something.
Oh, okay.
And they had they had a, like, you know, sometimes you have those extensions that have a flat roof that come out of the building.
Yeah.
So they had an extension with a flat roof and they were going to do this whole thing on the flat roof with Tommy, and he was going to come out because there was a lot of people down there. It was probably maybe 1,000+ people. So they had to get, trying to work out how to get Tiny onto the roof. Like, there wasn't going to be a ladder. And so he went inside and he climbed out a window, but it wasn't exactly the easiest window to get in and out of. And so stepping up, they had to, like, build a step for him. And then getting out of the window, they were worried that he would fall. Yeah, like, I think they made it out of blocks of wood or something.
Oh.
And then getting out of the window, they were worried he'd fall. So they, I think they put a towel around him so he didn't fall over when he came.
Damn it.
It was great.
Oh, and of course, Andy was probably so high, he doesn't remember any of that.
He was nervous. I think he had brand new boots on.
Sure.
And new tootsies.
And he'd had his hair done.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, like Big Stink style. It was a pretty crazy cut.
Yeah, like probably, it was probably the Big Stink we posted that picture a couple of days with my high ass and Tiny's mohawk.
I think it might have been.
I think leading up to that, Tommy Chong did some appearances, and one of those was in Vancouver, and Tiny was there to be the representative of the show.
I do remember one of the reasons that you weren't there is because the window wouldn't have taken the high ass. They couldn't get it through.
Yeah.
It would have plugged the window.
Yeah. It's just a problem I've had to live with my whole life. Well, you know, this is the section of the podcast that we like to do a little housekeeping, which basically just tell you what's up with us as far as our backtogetherpod.com, and encourage you to share our podcast with other people. I know, Andy, you've been doing that.
Yeah, I think I have a finger on this whole Instagram sharing thing.
You do?
Yeah. As long as you set it up for me like T-ball, I can hit the button.
I think, because we've learned the groove as far as how to post various things and share on social media. Nick, I hear you laughing about something. What's going on?
Oh my God, Nick.
What did Nick do?
Get your shit together. Nick was trying to open up a bag of cookies with some scissors.
Damn it.
And he leaned over to do it not outside the mic, and he cut the cord on his headphones.
He cut the cord on his headphones.
He cut his headphones?
Because he was trying to sneak cut and open a bag of cookies.
Oh my God.
And he leaned over too close to the wire and he cut it.
Oh my God.
Is Nick on the floor?
That's the saddest thing you've ever done.
Is Nick on the floor now?
I can't breathe.
He can't hear me now, can he?
There's no headphones. He cut the wire. He can't hear you because he cut the wire. Oh, that's awesome. That's the best thing I've seen in my life. Oh my God, his stomach hurts so bad he cut the wire.
Nick definitely has officially earned the title of Audio Kryptonite.
Oh God damn it, he cut the wire.
I have a new headphones now.
Hold on. You have new headphones on?
Yeah.
What?
That was awesome. That was so good.
First of all, in a professional capacity, Nick, and this is a professional recorded podcast.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Why are you cutting open a bag of cookies in the middle of conversation? Like, what is going on?
He's eating and he's making me hungry.
Because sometimes you can't let your blood sugar drop below 300.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my God.
He was starting to get sweaty.
I swear to God.
He needed to eat.
No,
Oh, yeah. He took his headphones off again. Oh my God, my butthole.
I'm all sweaty.
Where did he go?
He went away.
He couldn't breathe.
Oh
my God.
What? I can't.
What the just happened?
Cut the cord. Nick's a cord cutter.
He did. He was trying to open some cookies. That was the best.
Dude. The best part. Like, imagine from my end, like I prepare for the podcast. I get ready. Like, we're doing a radio show. Like, I'm ready to go for, like, 5 hours if I have to. Nick can't make it. Like, what were we? Nick can't. It's not even 30 minutes of recording, and Nick is already, like, opening a bag of cookies in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, he is.
Nick my treats this podcast so like it's some boring conference call. Like, I've got, okay, well, I've got my snacks. That right there.
In Nick, so much pain.
I don't want to live like this anymore.
I laughed so hard I got the cramps.
Are you okay? And you need to like lay on your back for a minute?
I had to go lie on the bed for 2 seconds and I just breathe deep. I was like in child labor.
Are you okay?
Oh no, everything's quivering. And he made me laugh so much.
Now how do you
God, it hurts.
In the middle, like we're not even 30 minutes into recording this episode. How do you get so famished within that time that you have to have cookies when the whole idea is for me to say something and you have like a reaction to it or add to the conversation? How are you going to add to it when you're cutting into a bag of cookies?
Don't stop!
Like, how is that the making the content better? Like, let me see.
When the guy opposite you is consuming 4,000 calories an hour,
I'm just gonna make sure that I have cookies in my mouth.
And the hog burping.
Nick, you're no longer allowed to burp on this podcast. You've your rights have been revoked.
I have no idea the amount of pain.
Oh no, I do. I was here. I felt it inside. Deep, deep inside.
God, that was a f***ing classic.
So anyway, backtogetherpod.com.
Yeah, here we are.
I've got like a giant high ass.
What a visual.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Get up right now for some snacks because we'll be right back.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com. That one.
You know the internet is my nemesis.
25 hours of original content.
Backtogetherpod.com.
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part.
I really enjoy the fact that sometimes even we don't know what we're talking about.
Find previous episodes and more at backtogetherpod.com.
There's no need to bring your brain here. I have been in radio my entire adult life. When I started out, I was Kid Marconi because I was literally a kid.
Oh my God.
Tiny, are you prepared to just take a little trip back in time?
Let me sit down. All right,
this is one of my demos. I found it in storage.
You're hanging no pro cool with
Kid Marconi.
What?
Kid Marconi.
Killed him.
But there's no buts about it.
We're on your side.
93.7 KRQ.
Cinderella cut it up one time.
Chipmunks, little squirrels, even gerbils do it. The cows go moo and get verbal when they do it. It's really kind of cute and so understandable. They all make noise, yeah, all the little animals. Pigs go oink and sheep go bah. Horses go pfft and my girlfriend goes ah. Let's talk about sex. It's Tucson's hit music on 93.7 KRQ.
So, you know what? I just, how many O's and U's can you say when you say Tucson?
Tucson.
Tucson. You almost missed the break because you couldn't finish with the Tucson's.
Tucson's hit music.
Yeah. What are you, sir? What are you?
I guess that was like a Midwest accent that I didn't really know I had. But when you're on Top 40 radio, you have to talk really fast and loud. So maybe it just came out. Out of nervousness, I don't know.
Tucson.
Tell me if I should be mad about this, okay? I went to a restaurant today, and I asked for pigs in a blanket. And the waiter gave me a picture of my parents in bed.
I just started listening to you guys again. I switched to another station.
Don't say their name.
For a while.
Okay.
Won't give their name.
We don't mind. Just like AT&T. We'll switch you back for free.
I noticed this when you've been on different radio stations. And I, you know, I remember you being on the street when you lived in Portland, Oregon, and you interviewed the guy and talked about why people don't say dynamite enough. You have the whole dolphin, barefoot dolphin song. You always seem throughout your career, this is constant, wherever you go, whatever city you're in, whatever show you're ever on, you always seem to attract drunk people. She was clearly plastered.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to be drunk to listen to Kid Marconi, but it helps.
Hanging with Kid Marconi.
There's three of us, menage a trois in the bedroom.
Three women?
No, a guy and two girls.
Oh, well, how's he doing?
How's he doing? How are you holding up there? Oh, he's fine.
Well, I'm going to come over later and disappoint you with my body, okay?
Okay, come over. Do you think you could handle two women?
Yeah, I probably could turn you both off at the same time.
KRQ, Kid Marconi, I'm twisted and confused and overworked and abused, but I love playing this music flow. Topless jams on your radio. 50 minutes of Tucson's hits.
Topless jams?
Shower, Mariah Carey and Prince. Call up with your hints. 880-5000. This is TLC. Baby, times three on Tucson's hit music. 93.7 KRQ. Kid Marconi shooting with my love laser beam.
Yeah!
So far away. You love each other. Tonight it's a whole different ballgame. You're apart. Not for good, but it's painful, I know. Tonight, just think about each other. Hone in on each other. Because you know you'll love this person for always.
I'm so mad at you. I'm so pissed at you right now.
Was it the love laser beam? Was it the menage?
It's all of it. No, dude, no, you can hit me with the love laser beam, bro. I just, you know how many U's and O's you said in the Tucson's and the
Tucson's hit music?
Oh my God, I want to hug you.
Hanging with Kid Marconi.
Hanging with
KRQ.
Hanging with
Kid Marconi.
Let's see what a kid can do.
So,
dude,
that was early on. Then, as adventures take you in radio, I ended up on a different format, and it just happened to be in Eugene, Oregon. Tiny, I was on a country station.
Oh, can't. Yes, let me hear this.
For good times in today's hottest new country, it's Crying, Loving, or Leaving. Just call me up at 683-9393. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I just think all men are pigs.
So, all men are pigs. So, what do you think? I'm a pig then?
No, Mr. Marconi, I didn't say you were a pig.
But you said all men are pigs. So, what, am I not a man now?
Well, I did not say all men are pigs.
Yes, you did. You said all men are pigs.
No.
See, I have it recorded here. I have it on this tape. I'll rewind it and show you exactly what you said.
Well, I just think all men are pigs.
So.
You showed her.
Technology, as you can tell, was a reel-to-reel machine.
Wow, with your China white marker.
And yes, and I was rewinding the tape. That was live on the air, and I don't know or remember how I did it, but apparently I'm a magician or something. I don't know. What the hell? So
yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I have to play this again to get back to where we should have been. I just wanted to hear your comments.
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to bother you, but could you just tell me what radio station only stops the music twice an hour?
New Country 93 KKNU.
Yes.
This is a lot. This is a lot. This is a lot to process right now.
And by the way, this radio station, the only weird part was people were really into, you know, if you did an appearance, they wanted me to look the part. They thought that I needed to be wearing, you know, now they just wear, you know, anybody in country just wears whatever. It's not like a big dress. But then they expected me to dress like a rodeo clown or something. So I had like Justin Roper boots and like a cow and like a starchy cowboy Western shirt. Which it wasn't like cool then either. Like it wasn't like ironic to wear that. It was just like, why are you dressed like my dad? You know, like, but the radio station went out and bought me like $300 worth of these clothes to wear. So just imagine that. Anytime I was out on an appearance at the radio station, I had to wear cowboy boots and Wranglers and a bolo tie and the whole thing.
Oh, the bolo. Yeah, I can see you in a bolo.
I feel like I've forgotten something back home. Do you guys mind? Hold on a second. I gotta call the house. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Love, yeah, the music. Is this me?
Yeah, it's you, Marconi.
Did I forget to turn the iron off?
Hold on, I'll check.
Did he shut the iron off?
Yeah, you shut it off.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Crying, loving, or leaving.
I'm doing all three.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, it's just a loveless hope romance.
Oh, well, hold on. Here's my hanky. Go ahead, blow your nose.
It's crying, loving, or leaving with Kid Marconi.
that was my
the
show.
The movie guy.
That was my crying, loving, or leaving was my that was my show. I had to do dedications. I was the dedication daddy. I helped. That station was really fun.
What station are you listening to?
I think it's New Country 93.
You think?
I think.
Are you sure?
No. I'm not sure. I'm out in my garage working, and I just turned on the radio, and it's country western music, and I wanted to request one.
What song would you like?
Neon Moon.
By Brooks and Dunn.
Uh-huh.
I love those guys.
Okay.
I don't know what station I'm with. I think it's New Country 93. And most people would know whether they're listening to another station or New Country 93. I mean, because you can just tell from the obnoxious guy on the radio.
Well, of course you can. You can always tell from Kid Marconi's Mamoni Spaghetti, Macaroni, Manicotti.
Fettuccine.
Minestrone, Fettuccine, Rigatoni.
New Country 93. So... there's
wow.
that
yeah,
chapter.
So there was a lot there, too.
And only a very short time after I had done that demo, you just heard me do country, I was auditioning for an overnight job at Z100, and I decided that I was going to audition as Mark in the Dark.
Z.
It's a household name.
100.
Z100, Mark in the Dark. Some very bizarre stuff has been happening to me lately. Like this morning, I woke up and I was almost drowning in my cornflakes.
How bizarre.
Yeah, and the next thing I know, I'm out in the backyard shaving goats.
How bizarre.
And then I'm picking up on my radio reception from Neptune.
How bizarre.
Well, actually, that's not really that bizarre. It's just interception from the metal plate in my head.
Was this off the top of your head, or did you write this down?
I think both. Well, I created, like, when I was in the studio, I would get ideas and I would just take phone calls and then ask them to say things or, you know, be a part of whatever I was doing. And I would just kind of create little pieces of production that would, with the phone call, and I would put that over the air.
Mm. Portland's hottest music, Z100, Mark in the Dark. You know, I used to be part of Boyz II Men.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's true, but they kicked me out when they found out I was lip syncing. It's Four Seasons on Z100.
Hey, are you there?
Mark
in the Dark, I don't know you, but I do love you.
Really?
Yeah, will you guys shut up? Praise them on the phone.
Portland's hottest music.
Absolutely Z100.
Z100, I'm Mark in the Dark.
Did you hear in the very first one you got hit with the courtesy laugh?
Oh, yeah.
Found out I was lip syncing. It's Four Seasons on Z100.
All of it should be a courtesy laugh, really. And this is supposed to be an audition, and I want to impress the powers that be at the time at this station because...
Ken Benson.
I was living at my girlfriend's parents' house, and I'd just been fired from a previous job. I wanted desperately to be able to get an apartment, you know, and so... This was my chance.
This is Z100.
You want to turn up the beat a little bit? We're dying here.
Can I ask you this question?
What's that?
Do you like middle-aged men with hairy chests?
Are they bald on top? Did it find itself down there?
It depends on which BG you're in love with the most. It's a BG winning weekend, and your chance to qualify is coming up.
All right.
Only on Z100. Z100 is KKRZ, Portland, home of the morning zoo and Portland's hottest music. It's midnight, and I'm Mark in the Dark, but you can call me Vicky. All right.
I really think I should have stuck with Vicky. I probably would have gone further if I just...
Yeah, but great. It's like the royal family. That's what we call you internally.
After all that, and Tiny, I mean, you know, I gave him what I had. You know what I mean? I put it all out there, obviously.
You did.
I didn't get the job. But then a beautiful man named Mark Hamilton called me and said, I understand you didn't get the full-time position at Z100. Would you like to come to KNRK and do overnights? And I'm like, yes, that's the station I wanted to be on all the time. I love the music. I love the morning show at the time. I had
at the time.
That was my dream. You know what I mean? That was my, that was where I wanted to be. So then, I believe this is, one of my first or whatever. It's one of my shifts on the station as a solo overnight DJ.
Sometimes the message will be upside down. Use the rotate button to solve the problem.
94.7 NRK.
94.7 NRK, the era alternative. My name's
Hey, hold on.
You ever have that feeling like you're gonna sneeze?
And then you don't? And your nose is like burning on the inside?
Yeah, and man,
I hate that.
Now I'm not sneezing. What's your name?
Anna.
Anna, I'm playing a brand new Beck song. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
It's called Deadweight on 94.7 NRK.
Are you going to let me request this song?
I was almost going to sneeze again.
Uh-oh.
It's 94.7 NRK and the new rock alternative. My name's Marconian. I know. I may not be so good as a DJ. That's fine. But believe me, I'm damn handy with a nail gun.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just nailing it with the comedy. You know what I mean? Like
on fire.
Non-stop. 94.7 NRK.
The new rock alternative, 94.7 NRK. Marconian just added, if you haven't heard about this, matinee show for Everclear, because they sold out the first one. November 28th, La Luna at 5:30 p.m. Tickets on sale Wednesday at 10 a.m., okay? Right now, everything to everyone on the New Rock Alternative, 94.7 NRK.
You really set the tone for what radio was.
Or shouldn't ever be.
Like, yeah, really. that was great, man.
That room, I can remember it vividly. If somebody would pound on the door and all the tapes on the wall would fall off and shatter. So I would have like five, my job would be to run Loveline and then get on the air. And if they hit the wall, the tapes would come flying out and shatter on the floor. And I would have to go leave Loveline, go upstairs and re-record the commercial and put it back together before the commercial break.
Yeah.
Christ.
Dude. I earned it. You know what I mean?
If you're having trouble receiving NRK signal, oh, don't go thinking, you know, it's time to trash that cheap piece of crap radio that you have there. Oh, no, no. It's not that at all. It's just the metal plate in my head demagnetizing everything in your damn house. 94.7 NRK. Alternative rock for guys named Steve.
This is radio station 94.7 KNRK.
And then everything changed. I was the overnight DJ, and then I was the morning show producer, and then I moved to evenings, and Nick came in to be the producer for the morning show, and then we fell in love, and then he hired some interns, and one of those guys was named Tiny, and then we gave birth to him on the afternoon show, and the rest is history.
He used to, his first job was pulling your CDs.
Remember that?
The best part is Andy's first job, he wouldn't even be on mic quite yet. And so I would see Andy and he, you couldn't help but love him. He's like, he's a teddy bear, man. You just want to hug him and get all of his, you want to squeeze out all the, his innards because he looks like a gooey gumdrop.
You know, I do remember, so the CDs were on cabinets at the back and under the window along the wall, and they were so low down.
Yes.
And there was too many of them that Andy used to have his own CD pulling stool.
The best thing was he would lower.
Damn it, Nick.
Because we have these counters that you had to, if you're going to sit down, you had to have the high chair, you had to have the hydraulic chair pulled all the way up.
Yeah.
And so Andy would grab the hydraulics, slip down to the lowest possible position, and then roll all the way over to the side where the CDs were and do his work and collect all of them and then stack them up next to me so I could play them on the air. And in this studio, it was brand new. These studios were beautiful. And they didn't have any, for whatever reason, didn't have any cushion on the carpeting. So there wasn't any, like, underneath the carpet. It was just carpet and then cement. So
yeah, cheap asses.
For whatever reason, it wasn't stretched tightly enough for the likes of Andy rolling across the carpet every day. So there was a huge ripple in the carpet all the way where he sat.
I remember, I can't really remember much about it, but I can remember coming in to talk to you during his CD pulling hours.
Yeah.
Because it used to take him about 2 hours to pull the CDs for the show.
Like, did you go in during the midday host show and start pulling CDs, Andy?
Yeah, they hated it. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing my job. Shut up.
So you would just, you would get down on this because you had to go low, like the chair.
Yeah, but I remember he used to have someone that used to get the lower shelves. I think maybe Yorkie or someone used to help him with the lower shelves because he couldn't get down that far. And I remember one time he had no one to help him. And he was doing the very bottom shelf, which was maybe 2 inches, an inch above the floor. And he sat like a, you know how those like little overweight 5-year-olds sit on the floor and they scoot forward by using their heels to pull their butt across the car?
Shut up!
That's what he was doing.
No, it wasn't.
He would lay down on his side, sort of?
Yeah, because he couldn't bend his head down far enough. He couldn't bend his head down far enough to see the titles of the CD, so he'd lay on his side, put the side of his head on the floor.
Yeah, I was committed.
Andy, when you had to pull those CDs, did you get all sweaty?
Yeah, I was so hot and I was so nervous that I'd f up and get the wrong song, so I'd look at it 3 or 4 times.
Oh yeah.
So like, it took so long.
Like dyslexia kicks in and you're like, wait, is that the right one?
Yeah.
I remember negotiating with you, because he was my intern initially.
Yeah.
And I remember negotiating with you when he was gonna be part of the show. He'd done a few bits on mic and you thought he was funny. And you wanted to use him, and we were negotiating about what that would mean for the show and who would be in charge of him and this sort of thing. And he had a demand, and his demand was that somebody else pulled the CDs. That was like the only thing he wanted.
Yeah.
He was like, but I'm not pulling. Yeah, but no, but I'm not. I need someone else to do that. I'm going to have to concentrate on being a star.
I want to be on the air, and that's, but I want to put this behind me.
I feel like if I was going to be graduated to on the mic, that was beneath me.
Right.
I mean, Michael Jordan doesn't tie his own shoes, you know?
That's right. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the greatest thing. I just, because I remember, and then sometimes you would get so fatigued of pulling the music and stuff that you would just leave your chair down on the lower hydraulics instead of pulling it back up because you didn't want to get out of the chair to re-heighten your chair and then hop back in it. So you would just leave it low. And so, like, your chin, you had an internet computer in front of you. Your chin would be at the counter.
Yeah. I don't know how I did anything.
Do you remember in our lunch meetings, we used to have lunch meetings in the production studio when I was actively, like, helping you. So I would have been on the morning show and I was doing lunch meetings. And then we'd be going over what was in the show. I said, okay, I got Eve 6 coming in at 4 p.m. They're playing tonight at, wherever, the Roseland. So them coming in, they have this, and this. Then the Marines are coming in to set up a big inflatable assault course.
Oh, my
God.
We're
going to have time in. We're going to do this. And you know, you could tell, like, Andy was just sitting there, like, listening to it. And he'd want to speak. And he'd be like, are we getting lunch?
I thought there was going to be lunch.
Is it going to be food?
I was told there would be food. Come on now, guys.
The word lunch was thrown out there.
it was thrown out there. Don't tease me like that.
And he'd be like pushing things along because they were making it closer to eating time.
Yeah, like, come on, we can wrap this up, right?
And we'd go to Zupan's to get sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I know your order, yours used to have turkey and provolone.
Oh my gosh.
And Andy would get whatever was in the hot tray.
Always, dude.
Corn dogs, McRib sandwich, whatever it was.
Give me all of it.
Tiny, do you have anything you'd like to share with the listeners?
He'd like to share some of his lunch, but there's none left.
I would like everyone to keep hydrated because it's really hot right now. And I've gone through 3 shirts in the podcast.
What was the first one? What was your, do you have a moisture wicking shirt on?
I had one of those, but I put that to the test and I won.
You did?
Yeah, it didn't whisk away nothing except for it chafed me.
Nick, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, when opening cookies, don't use scissors when you have headphone cables hanging around.
How did that happen? Like,
I don't know, but my sides were so hurting because I laughed so much.
Was there
Andy didn't get it too. Like, it happened and I'm like holding the end of the headphone cable, looking at him, and he's like looking at it like, yeah, what? You're opening cookies. I don't get it. And then the light went on suddenly.
He probably thought you just had enough of hearing my voice, so you just cut your headphones off.
Well, I've done that in the past on purpose, but this was a complete accident.
All right. So be very careful. And Nick, did you see any sparks fly when you cut it with the
No,
thing?
No, it was clean.
Oh. Yeah, just a snip.
And it was the first time I'd ever used them too.
Oh, good. Well, maybe... He does have audio kryptonite going. Well, all right. Well, finally, I'd like to say, remember, what doesn't kill you is just fattening you up for later.
So you can be buoyant.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny. Back together. Find full episodes everywhere you get your podcasts at backtogetherpod.com.